Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org. Thank you.
A really sweet tune and great performance of it as well. That's Chris Alamia's sextet, recorded in a live concert, and a beautiful job of recording too, done at Music Works Northwest in Bellevue in November of 2011. The album just came out this year. It's one of our favorites this year. Chris Alamia, the trombonist, with Jay Thomas on trumpet and Travis Ranney on alto and tenor saxes, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums, and a tune written by Kurt Berg that's based on the song Old Folks. Kurt Berg retitled his version of it Geezers on Parade. Chris Alamia and Jazz Coalescence from the CD In the Rain Shadow, one of our favorites from the year. I'm Jim Wilkie, and we're going to focus on some of our favorite recordings from Northwest artists during this past year on today's show. The next one that we're going to be listening to is a Greg Williamson quartet from an album called Scenes and Voyages. And after that, I think we'll listen to some music from Clipper Anderson. First, here's the Greg Williamson group with John Hansen on piano, John Hamer on bass, and Alexei Nikolaev on tenor saxophone, in a tune that was written by Joey Calderazzo and first recorded by Michael Brecker. This great tune. Greg Williamson Quartet plays Midnight Voyage.
Thank you. sing a song of sad young men. Glasses full of rye. All the news is bad again. Kiss your dreams goodbye. All the sad young men sitting in the bars, knowing neon nights, missing all the stars. All the sad young men drifting through the town, drinking up the night, trying not to drown. All the sad young singing in the cold, trying to forget that they're growing old. All the sad young men choking on their youth. Trying to be brave, running from the truth. Autumn turns the leaves to gold, slowly dies the heart. Sad young men are growing old. That's the cruelest part. All the sad young men seek a certain smile, someone they can hold for a little. Tired little girl does the best she can, trying to be gay for a sad young. A grimy moon watches from above. All the sad young men play at making love. Misbegotten sad young men, let your gentle light guide them home again. All the sad young.
Clipper Anderson doing the vocal on that great song written by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landisman. And it was part of an off-Broadway musical called The Nervous Set that Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landisman worked together on. And it was a musical about the Beat Generation, unlikely subject as that may seem, but well captured in that song called The Ballad of the Sad Young Men. Sung here by Clipper Anderson, with Darren Clendenin at the piano and Mark Ivester on drums, Clipper Anderson also playing bass, from his CD Ballad of the Sad Young Men, the title song. And before that, we were listening to the Greg Williamson Quartet with Alexei Nikolaev on tenor saxophone, John Hansen at the piano, and John Hamer on bass, Greg Williamson at the drums, Joey Calderazzo's tune Midnight Voyage, and that comes from Greg Williamson's CD Scenes and Voyages. Couple more of our favorites by Northwest musicians from this past year. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. A few items from our jazz calendar as we wind down the year here. Pancho Sanchez is playing at Jazz Alley through New Year's Eve nightly. The Fairly Honest Jazz Band plays this afternoon at Tula's. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight. And Kareem Candy's band plays at Sea Monster tonight on 45th in Wallingford. Monday night, Tula's is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It's also Mack Waldron's 72nd birthday. The Bill Anschell Trio will be playing. Garfield High School students and alumni have a reunion at the Royal Room on Monday night, plus Chris McCarthy, Evan Shea, and Logan Strossall all lead their groups too, so it's a nice celebration. And also on New Year's Eve, Tuesday night, Pancho Sanchez, as we mentioned, at Jazz Alley, Greta Matassa at Tula's. Big band jazz at the Royal Room, they say, swing like it's 1939. And McTuff is playing a regular gig at Sea Monster, but I'm sure that's going to be a great party there on New Year's Eve as well. Lots more going on around. Check the KPLU calendar for more information. Also, earshot.org has a very complete calendar, and daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, continuing here with more of our favorites from this past year. Next one comes from Victoria, B.C., and it is a recording by Kelby McNair, who's drummer and something of a catalyst on the Victoria scene. Kelby handed me a test pressing of this last summer when he was playing at Jazzport Townsend. The group includes Phil Dwyer on tenor sax, Daniel Lapp on trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and Kelby McNair at the drums. It's all his compositions, 9 tunes on this new album just issued. It's called The Measure of Light, appropriate for this time of the year when all of a sudden we have the coming of light as our days start getting longer, finally, instead of shorter. This is a Kelby McNair composition titled Deep Clear Water. Thank you. That's from Larry Barlow's release, which came out this year, early this year, as a matter of fact. Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective, the album called Carmen's Mambo, and we heard a piece titled Se Acabó, That's It, composed by Larry Barlow, who was heard there on bongos, timbale, and other percussion. Juan Escovedo played congas, and Mark Seals on Fender Rhodes, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and two trombones, Julian Priester and Doug Beavers. Melesio Magdaluyo on baritone sax. Larry Barlow called in friends from both coasts on this. It was a bi-coastal production with some New York musicians, some New York singers, and also players from San Francisco as well as Seattle. The album Carmen's Mambo, from which we heard Se Acabó. Before that is a group of musicians out of Victoria from Vancouver Island, led by Kelby McNair, playing his composition from his new CD last year, The Measure of Light. We heard Deep Clear Water. Phil Dwyer on soprano sax on that, Daniel Lapp trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and Kelby McNair at the drums and composer of all the music in this, which was recorded live at Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. We're playing some of our favorites from 2013 by Northwest musicians. And the next one we'll hear is an interesting project we haven't played yet on this program, but it's Steve Griggs' Panama Hotel Jazz. This grew out of a project which was funded by 4Culture Historic Site-Specific Program, and the site in this case was the Panama Hotel, which figured in Jamie Ford's novel The Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, and its proximity to Seattle's legendary Jackson Street jazz scene and a hub for Seattle's jazz Japanese-American community. Steve wrote all original music for this, which was played by an ensemble which played weekly Saturday afternoon performances at the Panama Hotel, for which this music was composed and by which it was inspired. The group that played at the hotel is the one that you'll hear on this recording, which is a studio recording, but Jay Thomas, again here, on trumpet and flugelhorn. Steve Griggs is the saxophonist, Susan Pascal on vibes, Milo Peterson on guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass. Steve Griggs also provides the narration here, setting up each section of this, and this section gives a little bit of background on the role of the Panama Hotel and the Seattle jazz scene at that time. Here's Steve Griggs to introduce this part.
Jazz flourished in Seattle's non-white neighborhoods, and nightlife on Jackson Street fostered diversity. In 1933, the newspaper Northwest Enterprise described the scene, and I quote, "Here all races meet on common ground and rub elbows as equals. Filipinos, Japanese, Negroes, and whites mingle in the same hotels and restaurants, and there is an air of comradeship," unquote. Traveling jazz musicians like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Billie Holiday stayed in hotels and ate at restaurants here because they would not be served in other parts of the city. Jazz musicians wrote music about Seattle. Pianist Jelly Roll Morton performed at the Entertainers Club at 12th and Main in the 1920s and wrote a song called Seattle Hunch, perhaps in tribute to his notorious gambling. Ray Charles wrote Rocking Chair Blues after the Rocking Chair Club at 14th and Yesler, and he played at the Black Elks Club a block away from the Panama Hotel. In Jamie Ford's novel, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, Seattle jazz musicians perform and record a song called Alley Cat Strut, dedicated to the two main characters. Although this is an imaginary song, created by the author as a device in his book, I took the liberty of imagining how it might have sounded. This is Alley Cat Strut. Thank you.
That was music from the Panama Hotel Jazz by Steve Griggs and an imagined version by Steve Griggs of the Alley Cat Strut, which was mentioned in the book Hotel at the Corner of Bitter and Sweet about this hotel and this historic place. And I believe that there are some upcoming performances of this coming up again. I believe they're going to get some funding to do them in schools. And there's also a performance which is coming up in February as part of the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. So you might want to plan on taking that in. I attended performances at the Panama Hotel when they were performing them there, and it's very moving with the narration explaining what was going on with the Japanese-American community and at the time of internment during the Second World War and the vestiges of their lives in the basement of the Panama Hotel. That's coming up in February, so I'd put that on your calendar for the second Thursday in February. Finally, one last piece of music here from our favorites of this past year. This is a most unusual thing. I want to set it off here at the end. This is the Jim Knapp String Orchestra. It's called Scrape, Jim Knapp's Scrape. And it's a 19-piece orchestra, violins, violas, cello, bass, harp, and electric guitar. And all original music by Jim Knapp, and it's a contemporary chamber orchestra. This is a Jim Knapp composition titled Beats Me, which he describes as an odd meter rhythm setting up a folk melody with abrupt silences. Scrape and Beats Me. Thank you. Concluding our Jazz Northwest today, Jim Knapp's Scrape, his string orchestra with 10 original compositions composed for this string ensemble, composed by Jim Knapp. That one titled Beats Me. And that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to all the musicians for contributing this wonderful music throughout the year, each year. We're proud to be a part of this Northwest jazz scene. Hope you enjoyed our music. I'm Jim Wilkie, and we'd like to wish you a Happy New Year. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.